Talking right now with IKEA Manning head baseball coach Corey McCarville, who's joining us here today to take a look at the 2020 season. And coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, it's not a problem. Anytime.
Coach, I know you're on the state's baseball committee. I don't know if there's anything you can tell us about kind of the discussions that have been going on during the offseason that led to a baseball season happening this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really unique. Usually the advisory board, we meet a couple times a year and we go over rules and we go over, a lot of procedural stuff. But in this year's been, especially this spring, has been really unique because of all the COVID. We've had multiple Zoom meetings. We've had multiple discussions trying to find the best way to lay out a season and try to get things back to normal and really provide opportunity for all of our athletes all across the state. We worked very closely with the girls union and the director, Tom Keating, was involved in all the meetings. And, we laid out a lot of different things. And I know they had multiple discussions with Governor Reynolds and the Department of Public Health. And, I think we did our best to get everything covered that we can. I know there's people that might look back and be critical of some of the things that we had to do, but we were in uncharted territories, and I think that's something people need to remember is, when nobody's ever been through anything like this, so we did our best, and we'll go from there. That's all we can do.
Hey, Coach, I think you brought up a great point. I don't know if people realize how much work has been put in behind the scenes just to get to where we're at right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've had, I don't even know how many hours that we've spent in meetings, trying to get everything laid out. And, I know from a coach's standpoint, there's some challenges that we have to have with the disinfecting and the social distancing. And I know I'm in a unique position being our school's athletic director as well, that we have to, there's transportation challenges and concession stand challenges and social distancing of crowd challenges. So there's just a lot of things. And we just really, I think that's important that we need to stress to people to practice social distancing, follow the guidelines set up by the state, and really set an example moving forward, because it's really unknown how much longer this pandemic is going to last. Hopefully it goes away soon, but we need to set some examples and some standards that everyone's going to follow.
Coach, I think if I understood correctly, about 23 kids out this year, so do you feel pretty good about those numbers?
Yeah, we got 23 kids out. We have a nice mixture through all five grades for us. We got two seniors and two juniors, and then we have, our biggest group by far is our sophomore class. And we feel that there's kind of a nice mixture of some up-and-coming players and some experience coming back. So it's kind of a nice all-around mixture without the whole team.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned that even though you've got quite a few young guys, I look at last year's roster and stuff. You had 8-9 guys that were younger guys, freshmen, sophomores, eighth graders last year, that saw quite a bit of varsity time. So that should help with this situation this year?
Yeah, I think so. One of the challenges that we had last year was really the pitching staff. A lot of our pitchers were freshmen, and because of the pitch count rules, they were a little bit limited. Now that they're sophomores, pitch count number for those guys goes up. We graduated quite a few seniors last year, but we still were in a unique position that we played some freshmen, and they played, prominent roles. Max Nielsen was one of our better pitchers at the end of last year. He's coming back. He's just a sophomore. Nolan Ramsey was an all-conference player for us last year in the outfield. He's coming back. We had a very, very solid JV team over the last couple of years, and I think a lot of those guys are ready to kind of step forward and have really good varsity careers now.
Do you feel like pitching will be a strength for you this year then?
Well, I certainly hope so. It always makes life easier when pitching is a strength. We graduated quite a few guys last year. We have two seniors this year, and Will Jorgensen and Ben Lingle. Ben is going to be a first-time varsity starter for us, but I think he's really ready to go. I think he understands that this is his moment. Will Jorgensen's been starting for us for a couple of years, and neither one of those guys they've pitched some, but we return quite a bit of pitching. Connor Richards is another kid. He's a junior for us, and he's pitched. He pitched some varsity last year and really improved quite a bit. He's physically more mature than he ever has been, so I think that's going to help him tremendously. Hayden McLaughlin is another junior for us. He came on and he started pitching quite better again last year. And then we have two other freshman kids that I think are going to be able to throw strikes. And Amos Rasmussen is just a tremendous all-around athlete. And I think he's really ready to take a big step forward in the pitching department. And the other one is going to be Luke Ramsey. Luke's left-handed pitcher for us who plays center field. And I think all those guys are, all those guys have the ability to throw strikes and get people out.
What will the defense look like behind those guys?
That's where we're going to have to kind of improve along the way. I've been coaching baseball for a long time, and for the first time ever, my entire outfield is all going to be left-handed. I've never had that before, where all three of my outfielders and my primary backup are all going to be left-handed out in the outfield. So it's kind of a unique spot there. Amos Rasmussen will play short most of the time if he's not pitching. Hayden McLaughlin will play second base. He's a junior. He'll do a great job for us. Max Nielsen is going to kind of be a utility guy for us. Depending on who's pitching, he'll play first. He'll pitch. He'll play third. Ben Lingle, the utility type guy, he'll play third most of the time. He might have to play second at times, depending on his pitching. And really, the kid that we need to step up and really produce is going to be Cooper Perdue. We have him penciled in to be our varsity catcher right now. He's just a freshman. He's got a tremendous amount of ability, and he's worked tremendously hard, but he's still a freshman. So we're going to have to kind of hopefully he improves along the way.
Does he have a pretty good rapport with the pitching staff already?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing is that since he's only a freshman, the vast majority of our other pitchers are sophomores, he's kind of grown up with those guys, and he's been working with them. So I think he's got a great rapport with those guys.
Coach, hitting-wise, every team's got guys that can hit well. Then you get your middle-of-the-average guys, and then you got some guys that struggle. Hitting going to be a strength for you guys this year?
Well, that's going to be the real mystery for us. I feel more comfortable that we're going to have guys that are going to have the ability to throw strikes. We don't have a tremendous amount of at-bats coming back. Max Nielsen, he had some at-bats for us last year. Nolan Ramsey was a tremendous hitter for us, left-handed stick. He was an all-conference player, and I think he'll continue to do well. And, Amos Rasmussen had at-bats. But outside of those guys, we don't have a lot of varsity at-bats coming back. And, we need some guys to take that leap forward from being a decent JV hitter to being a good varsity hitter now. So that's always the area I felt that we need to continue to grow as we go. I've always felt I'd rather have solid pitching as opposed to solid hitting, and that's really where we're going to be. To me, the biggest thing that we need to do is limit strikeouts. If we can put the ball in play and maybe bunt a little bit more and do some hit-and-run action, we're going to have to be a little bit more creative on the offensive end.
Coach, is that something you'll focus then on these next 2 weeks, getting everybody ready for those first games, or what will the focus be with such a short kind of a preseason heading into games?
Well, normally, we have all spring to throw, so really my focus has been trying to get guys' arms in shape as quickly as possible. It's really, really tricky trying to get guys' arms in shape. Normally you throw all spring, you throw into the winter months. Normally we'd start, we started our throwing program in February like we normally would, but then it got cut off in March, so we lost months of throwing that we would normally do to get guys' arms in shape. And I think the danger is I think a lot of guys are going to try to overthrow to get everyone's arms back in shape. We're going to take a little bit unique approach. We're going to do a little bit more band work that we normally would do, and we're going to try to kind of strengthen some arms that way as opposed to just having them throw and getting sore arms. So our focus is really more on getting guys' arms where they need to be than anything. Offensively, hopefully we just continue to improve as the season goes along. And that's the way we've always approached it. We always want to be our best offensively at the end of the season.
Corey, I had one coach I was talking to mention conditioning and said, no, most years you don't have to worry about it because you got the kids out for track or, you know, they're in some spring sport and they've been in condition. But this year, that's not the case. Is conditioning something that worries you at all?
It does. Even when we did a little bit of conditioning yesterday, you could tell that a lot of the guys, they hadn't run or jogged or done much of anything in months, and it was pretty evident. It's you know, we only have so many hours of practice time a day. I think that first week of games is going to be pretty ugly. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm anticipating it to be pretty ugly. Some kids kept in tremendous shape and others didn't. So we'll have to condition them the best we can.
You mentioned that first week of games. Most of the time a coach and an AD can work together, or in your case, you're both. But you can set up your schedule a year in advance and kind of know what you got coming back and get the game set up and distance the way you wanted. That's not the case this year. Do you feel like when you had to revamp the schedule that it worked out okay?
Actually, I did. I thought, you know, we're part of the Western Iowa Conference, and I thought the conference – did a tremendous job of making adjustments that fit for everybody. We normally have our conference tournament. Our conference tournament has been canceled for the summer, and for a couple different reasons is that, you know, we're losing some game times, and so the feeling was for those schools that would lose in the first round of the conference tournament, you're done for the week, and we did not want to have that happen in any schools. We felt that we needed games more than we needed that conference tournament, so we moved some games to the week of that conference tournament. So, you know, for us it worked out really beautifully because now we have 3 to 4 games a week. We never have any weeks right now of 5 games, and I think for us it worked out about as well as we possibly could want it to.
The only thing you got to pray now is no rain outs, right?
Well, that's always a struggle. But to me, I know a lot of people are concerned with rain outs, and I am too, obviously. But to me, there's really no place to put them. So if we have a rain out, there's really not a lot of options or places to move those games to where we normally would. So if a rain out happens, a rain out happens, and I've been in the game long enough now that I've kind of given up sweating rainouts. If they happen, they happen, and if they don't, they don't. I can't control when it rains.
Well, I tell you what, Corey, I'm looking forward to the season. Going to enjoy getting to see you guys this summer and watching this team grow. Appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck coming up with the year.
Thanks.
Head coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning Wolves baseball team.